Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Feeling like $1 million to one class of Americans might be one putting the eighth hole at Augusta or getting to the green in two shots on the evil 14th hole at Pebble Beach. This lure of competitive golf is the front side of the business model that lures developers to turn pristine coastline and picturesque towns and villages into glitzy golf resorts. Anthony Baxter's film You've Been Trumped told the story of a Donald Trump golf resort and how it changed the population and landscape of a town in Scotland. And his newest film, A Dangerous Game, continues to tell the story of how golf is the bad guy.
This year used to be all full of wildlife, you know? No wildlife now, nothing. And I remember way back, Trump says, oh, but the wildlife will come back. How can it come back? There's nothing here for him to come back to.
Anthony Baxter says that the Trump formula has been taken up by developers around the world with unfortunate social and environmental consequences that belie the fact that the golf industry has been in a recession for years.
Well, essentially, I think what happens is when big money comes into a community, and in this film, I focus on luxury golf courses, that money has access to the decision makers, to people that ordinary people don't have access to. And you see a twisting of democracy. So in some ways, the film is as much about democracy as it is about big luxury golf courses. In Scotland, where I live, Donald Trump came into a community and said, I'm going to build this massive golf course. It's going to bring all these jobs. 6,000 jobs was the original promise. But now we know, having seen the thing develop over a number of years, that only one golf course has been built. A fraction of the jobs that were originally promised have been delivered. And yet a site of special scientific interest, one of the most protected sites in Britain, has been destroyed so that a few very wealthy people can play a few rounds of golf. And that is happening not just in Scotland, but all over the world.
And if you spend time in Dubrovnik, it's not in your top 10 list that what this place needs is golf.
Well, this is the ridiculous thing. I mean, in Croatia, less than 1% of the population plays golf. But there we see a similar situation to the one in Scotland. A developer, not Donald Trump, but somebody like him, comes in with a lot of money and has access to the airwaves, access to the political decision makers, and says, we're going to build this big luxury golf course on overlooking a UNESCO-protected site that many Americans will know from Game of Thrones. And we then see the local people feeling powerless to stop it. They're unable to. And so what they do there is they rise up and they say, we're not going to allow this to happen. They hold a referendum and they battle the developers and they lose the referendum. But the latest that we understand from that situation is that UNESCO are now going to visit the site and hopefully we won't see the golf course. That's what the local people hope anyway, because it means if it's built that the water supply for the city is jeopardized because of the amount of water that that golf course will need on what is an arid plain and a very, very rocky one. And as the scientists say in the film, you know, we just don't need it. And our planet cannot afford these kind of golf courses to be built because they're not required by the local people.
What's the fantasy here? Is it like people from China are going to come and play golf, or the Japanese, of course, were obsessed with golf during the, you know, latter years of the 20th century. What is this inexhaustible supply of golfers with lots of money to spend that people actually take this argument at face value?
As you say, golf is in decline, yet we often see these developments being built as a smokescreen for building big luxury housing developments for super rich people. And many people are saying we need a moratorium on new golf course designs and builds around the world because we don't need another one. I mean, Scotland, for example, is stuffed full of golf courses. And yet there we saw Donald Trump come along saying, we need another one. And the Scottish government believing his promises that it was going to bring all these jobs to a community, by the way, which has 0% unemployment in Aberdeenshire. And yet he had access to the airwaves. He managed to convince the politicians. And the thing that was going to bring the income to him was the big luxury housing development. Because, you know, how much does it cost to play a few rounds of golf? okay, these fees to join the golf courses are very, very high, but it's still not a massive money-making scheme. And so often, if you break it down, and the economists say at the London School of Economics we spoke to when making the first film, were saying that essentially the money that will come into his developments and into Trump's pockets will come in from the property deals and not the golf course.
Well, you've got the compelling environmental story. You've got characters like Trump. But there's an ingredient that I think is missing here. What's your personal stake? I mean, was your pet schnauzer run over by some golf course lawnmower back when you were a kid? Mm. Did some cricket pitch get, bulldozed that really got you personally outraged at the golfers around the world?
Well, the reason I got into this story was because I live in Aberdeenshire, and I live next door to one of the oldest golf courses in the world in Montrose. It's 450 years old. And I was struck when Trump came to Scotland of how the local media seemed to be reporting that this was going to be a great thing because it was going to bring all these jobs and economic development. But nobody was questioning the environmental impact. And I felt it was very important to tell that story and to try and get to the truth of what that impact would be. So I picked up the camera, remortgaged my house, made that first film, You've Been Trumped. Against all the odds, we had no support. We managed to get it on the BBC. We showed the film around the world, here in the United States and everywhere around the world. And Mr. Trump didn't like it because we were showing a side of the story that he didn't necessarily want to be told. And that is that environmental impact. And I think that it's really not so much about golf, because I don't play golf, but my mother was a very keen golfer. My uncle Dennis, who's in the film in A Dangerous Game, he's a very keen golfer. He finds 5,000 golf balls a year on Montrose links by just rummaging around in the gorse bushes. But he's also a very good golfer at 81 years old. So it's not as if I'm anti-golf and the film isn't anti-golf, but I just think we have to ask questions about how sustainable this kind of development for very, very wealthy people is.
A story told in the film A Dangerous Game, the follow-up film to You've Been Trumped by filmmaker-director Anthony Baxter. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.